£55,000 in banknotes?
No, answered Gautier Ralph.
What then? Is he a manufacturer?
Said Andrew Stewart.
The Morning Chronicle says he's a gentleman.
The man who gave this reply was none other than Phileas Fogg, whose head was at that moment emerging from the sea of paper about him. The case in question, which was being keenly discussed in all the newspapers of the United Kingdom, had happened 3 days before, on the 29th of September. A bundle of banknotes, amounting to the enormous sum of £55,000, had been taken from the table of the chief cashier of the Bank of England. When the theft had been duly verified, picked detectives were sent to the principal ports, to Liverpool, Glasgow, Havre, Suez, Brindisi, New York, etc., and in case of success, there was a promise of a reward of £2,000 and 5% of the sum recovered. The discussion continued even after they had sat down at a card table, Stewart opposite Flanagan and Fallentin opposite Phileas Fogg. When play started, conversation ceased, but it was renewed between the robbers and became more and more heated.
"I maintain," said Andrew Stewart, "that the chances are in favour of the thief, who is sure to be no fool."
"Nonsense," replied Ralph. "There is not a country left in which he can take refuge. Where do you want him to go?"
"I can't say," replied Andrew Stewart.
"But after all, the world is large enough."
"It was so," said Phileas Fogg in an undertone.
"But now it is possible to go round it in as few as 80 days. This is how the Morning Chronicle tabulates the journey." And he read out. "From London to Suez via Mont-Cenis and Brindisi, by rail and boat, 7 days. From Suez to Bombay, by boat, 13 days. From Bombay to Calcutta, by rail, 3 days. From Calcutta to Hong Kong, China, by boat, 13 days. From Hong Kong to Yokohama, Japan, by boat, 6 days. From Yokohama to San Francisco, by boat, 22 days. From San Francisco to New York, by rail, 7 days. From New York to London, by boat and rail, 9 days. Total, 80 days.
Andrew Stewart said,
"In theory, you're right, Mr. Fogg, but practically..."
"Practically too, Mr. Stewart," said Phileas Fogg.
"Well, Mr. Fogg, I will bet £4,000.
"My dear Stewart," said Fallentin, "calm yourself. This is not serious."
"When I make a bet," replied Andrew Stewart, "I always mean what I say."
"Very well," said Mr. Fogg, turning to his fellow members.